Here it is, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugar coating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. We're back on our normal late clock because Dan Lanning's not coming on this week. He's out recruiting. So.
Well, we got Ohtani fever. God. At least I do.
Yeah, dude. There's some good, I don't know, I've just been sitting here thinking about him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, somebody on the Vancouver Ford text line said, how quickly we forget 40-70. That was Acuna.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like 2 years ago.
He's incredible.
Right?
Yeah.
Didn't he have?
Was it, I think it was last year.
Was it last year?
Yeah, because the year before he tore his ACL, and then he re-tore his ACL this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, he hit 40 home runs and had 70 steals. Is that better than 50-50? I don't think so. Well, I don't know. I don't know.
It's amazing. It's amazing however you slice it. And I guess this is my point. I don't know what it is about Acuna, even though, you know, he's a Brave. That certainly hurts me. But he doesn't captivate. I mean, one of the great young players that we've seen in years. But Soto's like this. See, Soto's going to play in the postseason for three different teams before the age of 25. I mean, there's so many good young players. But, I mean, Ohtani to me is just he's a force of nature. And he's not even pitching this year. I just think, in my mind, I'm trying to think of athletes in my lifetime that made me care about something that I probably shouldn't, right? Either sports or teams that I don't care about. Tiger Woods is one of these. I think Lance Armstrong is one of these.
Did you really care about cycling, though?
No, but I cared about Lance Armstrong. So when the Tour de France came around, like, that was a big deal. I mean, it just was. The fact that that man, regardless of what he was doing, he made people, including me, care about someone riding a bicycle. That's special stuff. Tiger did it with a lot of people. MJ did it when I was growing up. Michael Jordan, again, force of nature. Tyson did it when I was a kid. And Ohtani, Bonds, the steroid stuff. I mean, and you got Ohtani. I mean, it's a handful of guys in my lifetime that I can remember being, whatever they were doing, it was news. You had to tune in. I mean, we're sitting here doing a show, but we're watching the Dodgers and the Marlins, for God's sakes, and it's 12-3. Why? Because that guy. What?
14-3.
Well, it was 12-3 before he hit the home run, right? There's zero chance we're watching this game. But with him, you tune into it. And that's when I say it's kind of they become cultural phenoms.
Did you mention Bonds in there?
Yeah, it's Bonds.
Yeah, dude. I mean, when he was cooking,
yep,
all roided up,
yep.
I hated him, but I had to watch him.
Yeah, and Bonds was Bonds was interesting because it was with Ohtani, it's mostly just love. There's very few people that dislike him. Bonds was fun because Bonds was a villain. You know, it was, hey, you either love him or you hate him, right? But he was must-see TV. You tuned in for it.
I just wanted to watch and see what he did. He was really, really amazing to watch.
Yeah. And someone's saying, yeah, Caitlin Clark is doing a bit of this right now. It's faded, but Caitlin Clark
is why
the last year, what Caitlin Clark did for women's basketball, absolutely.
Yep.
She was a force of nature. She single-handedly quadrupled ratings and attendance and all of that for women's basketball.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned if Ohtani, you know, he's the first ever 50-50 guy. So yeah. I'm going to go ahead and go with 50-50 being better than 40-70, even though 73 steals is incredible.
It's stupid good.
Today, I mean, Ricky used to steal a hundy,
yeah,
but
yeah,
a different time.
Mm.
But I'm going to go 50-50 better than 40-70 because other people have done 40-40. No one has ever done 50-50.
Nope. Never been done.
And quite frankly, what have we got? 10, 11 games left?
Yeah.
I mean,
could he get 60-60?
Well, I don't know about that, but he could get 55-55 for sure. Don't you think?
Yeah,
I mean,
he could.
Anyway, yeah. Point being, if he has this kind of season and he comes back and pitches and in the biggest moments of the playoffs helps the Dodgers win a World Series.
It's arguably the greatest season in baseball history.
Ever. I mean, who? Give me a season that was better than that in any sport.
No, I mean, it's...
Dude, it's unbelievable.
If they finish that thing off and he ends up winning a World Series and pitches, then it's going to be hard to argue that there has been a better season. Like you said, it's the greatest season in baseball history. It's going to be hard to argue that there's a better season in any sport. I mean, it's
and the footnote on all of that. If you know, 100 years from now, your little S head, great great grandkids or whatever. I don't know. I don't know how many generations that would be, but whatever. They're sitting there talking about Suk, Grandpa Suk, Pappy Suk hosting a radio show, and they are reminded that the footnote of the Ohtani season, he was on the air when the Ohtani season happened, is that he didn't even pitch until the playoffs. He could have won a Cy Young, too.
It's just...
I mean, good God.
Yeah, it's silly. And I find him... And the cool part about it, he's so likable. He just is. Like to me, Lance Armstrong was not likable. He was a douche. He was defiant. Bonds certainly was unlikable.
Well, think about Tiger, Lance, and Bonds.
Yes. Yeah, they're not.
Who you want to hang out of that threesome?
Exactly. But, like, Ohtani just seems like a good dude. And you know, this was coming into the season, too, where all the gambling stuff, and he got snookered out all that money. And it was like, oh, is this going to be a distraction? He should get ripped off every offseason if this is what it leads to.
How do you think that interpreter feels? I mean, that guy's got to be probably going, I am such an idiot.
Yep. You just that it was your best friend, your interpreter, and
you hitched your wagon to that. Yeah. You would have been with him forever. You would have rode this wave all to place Eastern European table tennis bets.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Hey, man, that gambling. We're running ads for it right now, right? God. Responsible gambling. Although I don't like when they say don't drink when you gamble. Hello.
Why not?
It's a prerequisite.
About? Why does it say that?
Well,
I don't know. Drink to gamble.
It's kind of my whole thing. Like, have you ever gone to the casino and gambled sober? What's the point of that?
Hey, don't ask questions here.
That's a terrible way to go.
Well, betting is a good way to drink because if you lose, you want to have a drink to drown your sorrows. And if you win, you want to have a drink to celebrate.
Makes sense.
It all works.
Yeah, you like to drink?
In our head.
I like to drink.
The other one is somebody texted in, and, you know, it's an interesting question. Perhaps we don't need to tackle it today. But they said, and they're a big baseball fan, big Yankee fan, actually, watching Shohei, and said, in my humble opinion, in baseball history or now, play is way better in baseball than all sports. And that's an interesting question. Hmm. Like, the level of play in the Americans, I guess you could include soccer, but I wouldn't know.
American soccer is not.
No, I'm saying... European soccer.
European soccer.
You could say the world, but if we just stick with the four big American sports, that's an interesting question. Like, what is the level of play in baseball? You could make the case that the level of play in the four big U.S. pro sports is best and highest in baseball.
I would push back on that. I'll push back. Are we going to break or do you want to do it now? Because I'll push back.
Break.
Hey, you going to push back?
I might.
Oh, might?
I might.
You going to think about it? Hey, we'll give you a timeout. We'll give you Gatorade and a towel.
Well, I got two ways to push back against this.
Yeah. It's kind of a slippery question, too, because it's like...
I'm not going to touch the NBA.
How are we framing this?
But there's two others that all...
Because the caveat is that the way the sport is set up can hurt the sport, and it's not the athletes or the level of play's fault.
Yeah.
I bring that up because the NBA. I think the NBA is flawed with how it is set up rules-wise, that it has created just the three-pointer or nothing type of...
True.
And I just think that... Yeah. I don't think that showcases well enough the level of play that those guys can bring to the table.
Well, I'm going to push back and say one sport to me is the best, and there's another one I'm going to push back on. I'm going to ask a question of why... We crap on it so much. So I'm going to push back in two different ways.
We're pushing back.
Pushing back.
When we get back, that is your not Dan Lanning segment on The Fan.